This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. And today we're going to update you on the effort to boost local recycling in Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and it was back in 2016. The Materials Recovery Facility, or MRF as most people call it, was shut down over a variety of safety concerns and degraded conditions within the facility. Ann Arbor then contracted out shipping and processing to a facility in Cincinnati, Ohio, and last year, city staff in Ann Arbor recommended council continue to outsource and pay over $11 million to do so. But there was another option on the table, and that's where our guest comes in. Brian Ukenna is the Chief Executive Officer for Recycle Ann Arbor, which will soon start operations at the MRF backup as the official recycling contractor for Ann Arbor. And thank you so much for joining us today, Brian.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
As the city was going through that process and considering whether to reopen the MRF, what had you found upon inspecting the inside of this facility? How bad was it?
The facility itself, the building and the grounds and things were just fine, and they were okay. The equipment was dated and worn, so we knew we needed to upgrade the equipment and to take out old equipment that was worn out.
I think initial estimates were at about $5 million to get it back to functionality. Does that figure hold up?
It was a little bit less than that, actually. We came in under that, so we were pleased, but it's very capital intensive. This type of equipment is very capital intensive.
So I know a lot of people wonder. The city of Ann Arbor did not put upfront money in. So where did the money come from in order to get the facility ready?
Well, the largest portion came from from REA, from the local bank. We actually borrowed the money to get the facility up and running. But part of the funds, $800,000, was granted by the state, Eagle, and that really made the project possible. And then we also we took a loan from the Closed Loop Fund or Closed Loop Partners. That was another funder of the project. So with two loans and then the grant from the state made it possible for us to do that.
There were so many safety and operational concerns prior to the shutdown of the MRF. How is being upgraded to alleviate those concerns and bring a more modern process to its function?
It's a lot of the equipment that was placed in there was, some of it from 15 years and older, and a lot has changed, a lot of downsizing of the equipment and more efficiencies. But there were also just some constraints as far as where the equipment was placed. You couldn't really get to it to service it and to maintain it. There were some conveyors that were too close to other conveyors, and standards have changed quite a bit. And we have a team of people that helped us design and re-engineer the facility that eliminated most, if not all, of those issues. So the first part of the project was really assessing whether it could actually be done. And once we discovered that those safety issues could be addressed and those maintenance concerns, things like that, could be addressed, then we were really excited that we could re-engineer it.
WEMU's Issues of the Environment conversation with Brian Ukenna continues. Brian is Chief Executive Officer of Recycle Ann Arbor. Now, we mentioned, Brian, that there was a big upfront investment on Recycle Ann Arbor's part in returning the MRF to operation. How is it going to ultimately save the city and its taxpayers money over the long haul and become a profitable or endeavor for Recycle Ann Arbor?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think at least initially, people just sort of reasonably know, hey, if you do it in the community instead of shipping it away, that you save the emissions and the costs related to shipping that material. It's very expensive. And so that's the first sort of cost-saving measure, but also just efficiencies that have been created in equipment and things like that that make it that allow it to operate more efficiently. It will also save the city over what they were paying before, about a little over $250,000 per year in processing costs for actually processing locally. And I think the other part of that is that all of the jobs are union jobs, but they'll stay local, and all of the benefit that's created will stay right in our community, which is a nice benefit as well.
Will there be more job opportunities available because the MRF has reopened?
Absolutely. They're actually considered manufacturing jobs, and it'll be 20 union jobs, union above living wage, well-benefited jobs that'll be created here in Ann Arbor.
So one of the benefits that did come from Ann Arbor shipping its recyclables out of state was there was expanded glass recycling opportunity. Will the reinvigorated MRF provide the same?
Yeah, we've designed the facility from, it's just how Recycle Ann Arbor is structured. We're a mission-based nonprofit organization, and so we really take a zero-waste approach to how we design and operate things, and the facility itself was designed in a way that actually will allow the glass to be recycled back into glass again, so bottle-to-bottle recycling of the glass, which is environmentally and community-wise and then also economically the best way to recycle glass. But a lot of communities discontinued recycling glass because the transportation got to be too costly, but our facility is actually designed in a way that will sort the glass and clean it to a place where we can send it to closer markets where it gets turned into furnace-ready cullet or glass again.
That's a pretty significant change from what was available before. What else will change or expand once the MRF is up and running and Recycle Ann Arbor gets more ingrained in the city's recycling process?
I think the biggest asset is people know that when we say it gets recycled, it actually gets recycled. We don't
You're not greenwashing.
We're not greenwashing any part of this. It's completely transparent, and that's, again, the zero-waste approach. And the zero-waste approach is bringing the material to its highest and best use, which means recycling material that can be recycled again and again, because that's where the real benefit of recycling from an environmental and sort of a circular perspective, where you really get the benefits. So it's really knowing that the material that does get recovered actually gets recycled to its highest and best use. And then there's lots of opportunity with optics and with robotics and also with the way that we'll market and the people that we'll reach out to make sure it stays as close to home as it can to sort of reduce that liability of transportation. And then just overall benefit of that material to our community. So that's, I think, the biggest opportunity and the biggest difference between this recycling facility over others that we've used in the past.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our guest on Issues of the Environment is the Chief Executive Officer of Recycle Ann Arbor, Brian Ukenna. And as it sounds as though you have a very specific strategic plan in place. So as you look to the future, what do you want recycling and Recycle Ann Arbor operations to look like 5 years from now?
5 years from now, we want the jobs that we create to be high-quality jobs that really enhance people's life and wholeness of their life. We want to make sure that the community is engaged and understands where the recyclables go, know what's recycled and what's not, what's recyclable and what's not recyclable. We want to make sure that we've covered financially our investment and our investment into the future. And then I think really starting to take, as I mentioned, the zero waste approach to recycling that doesn't look at recycling more. In other words, driving more trucks around and recycling more material, but more thoughtfully about the circularity of that material. So sometimes recycling isn't the best thing to do. The best thing to do is avoid it altogether or to have that product redesigned. So really being involved in producer responsibility and the design of those products and sort of acting as a laboratory, the materials recovery facility, instead of it just being a manufacturing facility that sorts recyclables, we're really giving that feedback back to the manufacturers and back to the producers of that material and letting them know, hey, your material is not being recycled to its highest and best use, and we could make changes to that. So acting as that feedback loop to manufacturers and producers.
So what remains to be done at the facility?
So right now we're in the process of cleaning and preparing and designing. And so once the full design of the equipment is completed, which will be in about 2 weeks, then the fabrication can actually start of that equipment. And it's fabricated off-site, obviously, at manufacturing facilities and then delivered. So the first step is really preparing and measuring, making sure to very accurate measurements are taken so that we know the new equipment that goes in will fit. And then the next step is removing the old equipment. And there'll be a few pieces that we'll be able to refurbish and rebuild and reuse. And that's another ethic that REA has. And then once the old equipment is either removed or refurbished, then installing the new equipment. So we're looking at that process being up until November 1st. So we look at starting operations November 1st.
Well, we're certainly going to look forward to it. And hopefully in a pandemic economy, there are no delays whatsoever.
We hope so.
Thank you so much for your time, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Bye.
That is Recycle Ann Arbor Chief Executive Officer Brian Ukenna, our guest on Issues of the Environment. This regular Wednesday feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. For more information on today's topic and to access the Issues of the Environment archive, visit WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.